Item 4, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller requesting authorization to amend Chapters 32, 44, 56, and 110 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances to clarify and unify the appeal procedures for all county contracts and bids, and to provide further direction to department heads in the preparation and execution of requests for proposals for professional services. At your meeting on June 12, 2014, the amended substitute resolution ordinance was laid over for one meeting cycle.
Thank you, Comptroller Mansky.
In between the last meeting and this one, I've put together some, kind of done some summary of what some of the points are, of what the Chapter 110 does, and also some issues that are kind of out there regarding the changes. And I'll just talk about those briefly. So what this Chapter 110 section does is the first thing that it does is it amends various ordinances that refer to contracts that to have them all contain a provision that points to Chapter 110 for any disputes. Some of it was handled by means of the RFP would say go to Chapter 110, but this would make it that all contracts point towards Chapter 110 for any disputes. So not all contracts, RFPs, or MOUs reference 110 in the future. All of them would be required to do that. The other thing that the ordinance does is amends the ordinance to decrease the amount of time it takes to resolve a dispute. So it shortens the time frame for doing that. The next item that it does is it changes the reviewer from an administrative review committee of the county board to a contract award reviewer, primarily with a procurement background, to allow for that full information disclosure when it goes to the county board. And 4 is clearly established the scope of the review to be a review of whether the department followed the provisions of the RFP. Now, there have been various issues that have been raised regarding the items. Those issues include the county executive, as currently proposed, is to select the contract award reviewer. One was the change of scope from the contract award reviewer to allow for a rejection of the RFP if it is found to be flawed, because right now, if they followed the RFP, the contract award reviewer can only say, yep, they followed it, even though that may not have been the best for the RFP. All they're allowed to do is do that review. Other question that has been raised: would this new process have resulted in the same answer as in the transit contract award review? Would this change in process for the Chapter 110 have done that? And is there a need to establish an administrative process to standardize RFPs? Because one of the things to resolve some of these issues is that if you had an administrative process that was developed that defined for people what they have to do and put into the RFP, or the scope of what they have to do for things, for example, the cost, how the cost analysis works, how the various provisions of the RFP works and goes through, and you had that administrative, that might give more comfort to this committee regarding this item. Regarding the county executive, as currently reviews to select the contract award reviewer, I think that process could be changed to allow the county board chair to do that, as long as it has the requirements that Supervisor Johnson proposed the last time, which is the certain requirements for that position. So there are some good things that this section does, but there have been issues that have been raised by this committee as issues regarding it, which, kind of forestall the moving forward of this item. And I think one of the issues regarding the item is us having an administrative procedure in hand that we can provide to you to let you know of how we're going to do this to make sure that the process is succinct in within in the review, so that you know that if it goes to, if people are doing an RFP, that they're following the administrative procedure, that you have some bounds around it so that you don't end up with a flawed process from the beginning.
Yes.
Thank you. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Comptroller Mansky, with respect to a big problem as perceived by the Administrative Review Committee was cost for that transit contract. Inasmuch as that is not before us, I think what you're doing is potentially speaking to an administrative process that we need to come up with in another resolution, or incorporate or possibly lay this over and incorporate such a process into what's before us. I'd like to hear what you have to say to that, because the Administrative Review Committee, I believe, thought that cost was very much a factor, and cost was nothing that the reviewers really had anything to do with. That was something that resided with the department.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to hear what you have to say as far as that administrative process is concerned.
Right, and I think towards the matter, I think if we had, and I know the procurement office is working on right now an administrative procedure, and we're going to be working with them regarding that process. And I think that's the process that needs to be there in order for this committee to have comfort in the fact that answering some of the questions that have been raised against this. That's not there right now. I don't have an administrative procedure for that. I know there was if there are issues with the cost, I think the administrative procedure has to be defined for you to gain comfort in that type of an item to address the issue regarding the cost items, and so that you have some comfort with that. I mean, what the only change I would see that would have to be made to Chapter 110 is to require a administrative procedure be provided for this, but I think I have a feeling you'd be more comfortable seeing the administrative procedure prior to going forward with this item. But that's your call.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Weisson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think you pointed out that we still have some holes in this that need to be filled. So I asked for layover last time, but I guess with the 4th of July holiday and everything else, it was a little difficult to connect with everybody to fill in those blanks. So what I'd like to do is just lay over to the call of the chair, and I think that will give time for members to meet with the comptroller and go over some of these more intricate pieces and describe exactly how they work and the effects that it will have on the whole process. So at this time, I'll move layover to the call of the chair.
Okay. Motion is for layover to the call of the chair. Seeing no further comments or questions on the motion for layover to the call of the chair.
Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Excuse.
Saskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to lay over item 4 to the call of the chair prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 5, please.